Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
This is Sam over at our Clive office. It sounds like you're having a pretty good day.
Oh, I'm having a... I don't even know what kind of day to call it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling right now?
Oh, on top of the world.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's not every day you win the lottery, right?
No, I'm one of those that it might be a $5 winner or something, so this completely caught me off guard.
Yeah, I bet. So can you kind of just walk me through your story, where you bought your ticket and where you scratched it?
I bought it yesterday at the Johnson Avenue, or Hy-Vee drugstore on Johnson Avenue. Went in there to rent a shampooer and thought, well, I'll buy a couple tickets while I'm here. And then this morning I sat down to scratch them off, and I seen, like I said, the $5, well, the 5, so I figured $5, and then I seen a 0, so I figured 50, and the zeros kept going. So I called my fiancé, and we came straight here to make sure that I wasn't crazy.
Make sure you weren't dreaming, right?
Yeah, because this kind of stuff, that doesn't happen to me. I'm just not that lucky. And lo and behold, I am today.
Yes, your luck might be turning around for sure. Oh, how exciting. So what's kind of going through your head when you scratch off the $50,000 prize and realize you just won that amount of money?
Oh, what am I going to do? All kinds of ideas started going through my head, and it was all the things that could get paid off for... things I could do with it, and then reality kind of settled in for a minute, and I was like, I better take this to the lottery office and make sure it's the real thing and I'm not imagining things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, when I kept looking at it and I seen the win, I was like, winning this is right on time. It can definitely help out.
That's great. Comes at a good time then.
Yes. It's amazing.
Excellent. So how did your fiancé react when you told him?
Well, at first he just kind of looked at the ticket, and he's like, well, let's just go up to the lottery office. And then when she scanned it and seen it was the winner, then he was high fives and oh, my God. he was kind of like me. Don't get too excited until you find out it's the real deal.
So you guys were pretty sure it was the big winner, but you didn't really celebrate until you got to the lottery office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, because I thought there has to be a mistake. Either I scratched off maybe the wrong spot, or just trying to double check myself, because like I said, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. Oh gosh, how exciting.
So yeah, I'm on like cloud 9 right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Oh, I had all kinds of ideas going through my head of what I can do with the winnings, and but now it's just kind of settling down, and I think I can pay some bills and invest,
mm-hmm.
try to make some of that money, make money. And
for sure, yeah.
I'm sure we'll come up with something. Oh, I can get a new kitchen.
Ah, there we go.
We've been living in this house now for 3 years, and that's all I've wanted, so now I can get it.
Awesome. Yeah, the thing we always say is, once you deposit the money in your account, you don't have to make any hasty decisions. You can kind of think about, come up with a plan on what you want to do with it. So there's definitely no rush in spending it.
Nope.
Take your time and come up with a plan, right?
Yep, and I figured I'd take a good chunk of it and put it into something so where it's earning some money. And
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I get that kind of money all the time. So,
That's right. That's really smart, for sure.
Try to take advantage of it while it's here.
Absolutely, yeah. So what prompted you to go with that particular game, the Holiday Bucks? What stood out to you about it?
Honestly, well, one, when I go in and when I do buy the tickets, I kind of look for new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I had seen on the, like, that VIP club, where with the holiday tickets, it's going to come around to where you can enter your losers like, for a second chance.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when that comes out, I'll buy those tickets if nothing else, because if I win on them, great, and if I don't, well, I can enter them into that drawing and hopefully, you know, win on something like that. And I've never won anything there, but that's why those stuck out to me, because I can re-enter them.